the two must-haves coming up are the NBA and the college football playoff. The problem you have with the Pac-12s are in the nice-to-have category. College football playoff and NBA are must-haves. That's why you're putting all your eggs into those baskets, because you must have them. But down the road, when they get to the college football playoff, let's face it, I think most people feel that there will be multiple TV partners. And I also think, Matt, that there is a possibility that it will be built into that contract compensation for the players to play in it.
Nothing would surprise me.
But I think you've got to be able, you've got to be able to adapt to the times. So you're now seeing the NBA with small patches on the jerseys, and they've done it for, you know, a few years now. Sixers are sponsored by a bail bond service, aren't they? No, I'm just kidding.
No, senor!
Who are the Sixers? Sixers are sponsored by who? There's a lot of great companies and businesses down there.
I actually thought it was StubHub, but I could be wrong.
It might be. The Warriors are like Rakuten. And you've got Major League Baseball now with small patches on the sleeve. The NHL is doing it. Now, the NFL only does it in training camp. Okay? And what's to say that in college sports, that either individual schools or colleges, individual schools or conferences, in order to then get money to then help defray the cost of paying players, because look, that's what it's coming to, that you don't put a patch on the jersey. The idea of amateurism is gone. And it has taken a while for it to go in so many different areas. Peter Ueberroth took over the U.S. Olympic Committee 40 years ago. And the Olympic movement was dying. Rome, Tokyo, Mexico City, Munich, Montreal, Moscow. What did they all have in common? They all lost money. They all lost money. Winter Olympics? Oh, they lost money. Hey, why did Innsbruck have the Winter Olympics in 1976? Because the people at Denver, after winning the bid, said, we're not going to pay for that. So they ended up throwing it to Innsbruck. So Ueberroth is looking at a model, and he says, look, we have to change up. We have to get corporate sponsorship in here. And people are like, oh, corporate sponsorship for the Olympics. Oh, wow. Well, guess what? He saved it. I could care less if the swimming pool is sponsored by McDonald's. Who cares? Ski jump is sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Great. That's fine. Hey, we're corporate partners of the U.S. Olympic. Hey, great. It's fine. Imagine professional basketball players playing. Hey, Dream Team. Wow. 31 years ago, Jordan, Bird, Magic, Ewing, Drexler, Robinson, Barkley. Now we don't even think twice about pros being in it. You know, hockey kind of took a blow this year in Beijing because of COVID, and they couldn't send the pros. The NHL players want to be in it. It's part of the new CBA. And Gary Bettman said, okay, we'll change the season around for you to do it. We didn't think twice about that. Now today we don't think twice about it. Why did Rod Laver win the Grand Slam in 62 and the Grand Slam in tennis in 69, but from 63 to 67 didn't win any Grand Slam tournaments? Because he turned pro, and they wouldn't let pros play at Wimbledon. Really? They wouldn't let the pros play at Wimbledon, or the French Open, or the U.S. Open. That's a laughable thought today. Is it a laughable thought now that you put a sponsorship on a college basketball or college football jersey? Is that laughable? Well, traditionally what? Jim Thorpe was stripped of his medals because he played baseball and got money for it. Okay? That's laughable. Rod Laver not playing at Wimbledon in the mid-60s in the prime of his career. Laughable. Not laughable for him, but from like just a point of view of history, laughable. So who's to say, you know, and I have no idea what the NCAA rules are on something like this, but, I mean, it's getting to the point where do you bother asking? Who's to say you don't change up and allow a patch to be put on a football jersey or a basketball jersey to bring in money to then funnel it toward the players? Where you don't have to touch your TV money, your radio money, your attendance money, and things like that. Who says you can't do that? I know for college football fans, the idea is abhorrent. I've got it. Because a lot of this is dramatic change.